Let me tell you about Fred Zero. For 7 years, Fred has taught math at Hoover High School in Wilsonville, USA. Mr. Zero also coaches the school's varsity football team, holding practice after school every day for 2 hours and coaching during weekend football games. Mr. Zero has gotten consistently outstanding teacher evaluations. I wish I could get that. And the Jefferson High students speak highly of him. They like him as a teacher and they like him as a person. Now, Kurt Kelly is a student in Mr. Zero's geometry class, and he's also the star quarterback on the school's football team. Kurt admired Mr. Zero's dedication to football and felt confident confiding in his coach. While browsing the World Wide Web, obviously they don't keep Kurt busy enough in geometry, to look at his favorite team's statistics, Kurt thought it would be fun to find out more about his coach. Using a popular search engine, Kurt began a web search for information on Fred Zero, the coach. Among the items Kurt found was an index to Usenet news groups with several postings from a Zerly man. Many of the postings were to rec.football.college, and several others were to sock.sexuality.homosexual and alt.sex.queer. The poster identified himself as a football coach and teacher in a small town high school and discussed his trying experiences as a gay man in the closet in the 1990s. He wrote about his decision to keep his sexual orientation private in order to protect his job. Although Kurt realized that Zerly Man could be anyone, he was intrigued that the writer claimed to be a football coach in a small town. Kurt tried to decipher the message headers in order to trace it. Since the message had been sent through an anonymous remailer, Kurt wasn't able to trace the email address. He was curious enough, however, to go back to the news group to look for other messages from Zerly Man. Back in rec.football.college, Zerly Man had written about the satisfaction he got from teaching and coaching. Kurt traced this message to a small internet service provider located in the same county as Wilsonville. Shaken but convinced that Zerly Man was really his football coach, Kurt mentioned his findings to his best friend. By the end of the week, as he could have guessed, everyone on the football team was talking about it. And by the end of the weekend, Mr. Zerl's math class was in a state of adolescent frenzy over the matter. Forget about learning geometry. Alvin Grundy, a poor athlete but a computer whiz, decided this was his opportunity to get back at his bullying classmates. He produced a bookmarks file of pornographic websites that he claimed to have found on Mr. Zerl's computer. Parents in the district were outraged, and several insisted that they would not allow their students, their children, to play on the football team or to remain in Mr. Zerl's class. The school district responded to the pressure by taking Zerl off the coaching staff. Though they couldn't fire Zerl, the parents and staff made Mr. Zerl uncomfortable enough that he left Hoover High before the end of the year. Now, how comfortable do you feel with this kind of investigation? How much of it do you trust? Should the law prevent people from searching for personal information online? Can it stop people from acting on the results of their searches? Does the internet change this story, or could you find the same information offline? We'll ask you to think about questions such as these in the discussion forum over the next week. Your teaching fellows will ask you further questions, and with the help of our software bot, they will invite you to share your thoughts with fellow participants and respond to their answers. Now, keep an open mind. These are big questions, they're important questions, and reasonable people can have different approaches to what the proper answer should be. I look forward to reading the messages you post in your discussion groups and to talking this over with you at our upcoming live session. For now, goodbye.